Good evening. This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Get out an extra blanket and that sweater or ski jacket that you may wear twice a year. Tonight's the night, according to Florida Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
Yeah, the coldest night of the season for Central and South Florida will be tonight. And one of the reasons why, Jill, is because skies are going to be clear, winds are going to be calm. This is fresh after the cold front that came through last night. It's optimal conditions for what we call radiational cooling, meaning any heat we did develop today will escape to space very quickly. And temperatures by morning, especially inland, will be near and just below freezing for a couple of hours tomorrow morning.
I came in last week and talked with our guy who calls in our fishing report, and both of us expressed a little bit of surprise that even though we found out it was 54 degrees as we were out and moving around, this is when I was working the morning shift, so it was about 4 in the morning, that it didn't quite seem to be 54 degrees, but that's because the winds weren't out of the north, but they're going to be tonight.
Correct. And that north wind right now is pushing that colder air mass in. And then once the winds subside is when temperatures are allowed overnight to drop to their lowest levels achievable. And we got a freeze warning in effect for Martin County northward, also as far south as Hendry County. All inland areas tonight will probably be below freezing for a period of time. This will exclude the coastlines where temperatures will likely stay above the freezing mark.
Now, is that what it is, the freeze warning, just the fact that it's going to drop below freezing, or does it mean there'll be some sort of actual ground freezing taking place?
I think we're not going to see a hard freeze, but temperatures, especially in rural locations, will likely briefly drop below freezing. What may be more of an impact to the local vegetation is the fact that with clear skies, calm winds, and still just enough moisture in the air, we could have widespread frost. In fact, that is probably of more concern to homeowners and those with agriculture interests that have those tender, sensitive plants and vegetation. You want to make sure you cover those up or bring them in, because widespread frost will accompany the light freeze tonight for inland areas.
Now, this is going to stay with us for a few days.
The cool air will. I don't think we're going to have a freeze again for over the weekend, but it will come close. I think far inland areas might. But yes, a reinforcing front comes in again Friday night late and keeps us cooler than normal. The entire peninsula is really cool compared to the normals for this time of year, and that'll continue through Sunday. I'm looking at a warming trend starting next Monday.
Well, our friends and family up north tend to laugh at us at what we call cold snaps. Whenever we get colder weather, they usually get it as well. Is it going to be cold up north, too?
Yes, this air mass, though, is not as brutal as the one for Midwesterners, the one last week. This air mass, though, compared to the normal temperatures, is more difficult for Floridians to deal with. So I guess you could go back at them and say, hey, we're a lot further below normal than you were with this recent air mass.
Well, we talked about bringing in plants. We also want to remind you pets should be brought in tonight out of the cold as well. Cold weather shelters will be open for the homeless and for those who don't have heat in their homes at the Gertrude Walden Daycare Center on Lake Street in Stewart, the Source on Commerce Avenue in Vero Beach, the Image of Christ on 7th Street in Fort Pierce, and the Westgate Community Center on Oswego Avenue in West Palm Beach. Again, the National Weather Service predicts our low this evening to hit the mid-30s. We do have a freeze warning in effect as well. That's in effect through tomorrow. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.